Welcome to sermons from St. John's Lutheran Church of Oaks, North Dakota. At St. John's Lutheran Church, we are built on the rock, and that rock is Christ. We are a cross-focused congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and it has been our privilege to share the unchanging gospel with Oaks and the surrounding area for over 100 years. This sermon, preached for the funeral of Lucene Peterson on April 2, 2024, is based on Job chapter 19, verses 21 through 27. Due to a technical issue, the reading of the passage from Job is not available in this recording.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. That portion of God's holy word for consideration this morning is our Old Testament lesson from the book of Job in the 19th chapter, with special emphasis on verses 25 through 27, which read as follows. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. Thus far the Scriptures. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, we are gathered here today to lay to rest our brother Lucene. You know, when it comes to summing up a person's life in 10 minutes or less, this is a difficult proposition. There's a lot of things that we could say about a man that lived just shy, I mean literally just a couple days shy of 98 years if I have my math right. There's a lot of things a guy does in that length of time, and far be it from me to presume that I could adequately summarize all of that in just a couple minutes. So instead, I think it's important that when we talk about Lucene, we remember that he, as with all of us, wore a number of different hats in life, different things that he did, things that he was given by God to do. We Christians call these our vocations. So we could talk about Lucene the father, Lucene the grandfather. We could talk about him being a brother and a husband. And certainly there are a lot of stories you could share, good, bad, funny, and otherwise, about those relationships you had with him. Certainly he was a blessing to all of you who called him father or grandfather or whatever else you are related to him. He was also a friend, a neighbor, somebody that we spent time with in this life. Somebody that was there to help out or poke fun at you a little bit if things didn't go quite the right way. And he was also a farmer. He liked to work. And I know he got a little frustrated as things got harder and harder for him to do. I remember one of the last times I visited him at his house, and he wanted to grab something off the counter and he couldn't quite get his arm out to grab it. And he was pretty frustrated by that, but it worked out okay. Farmers are hard to tell that they need to slow down, aren't they? And that's not the only thing he did. He did all kinds of stuff. And these ways, these jobs that God gave him, were ways that he got to serve neighbors who were not related to him or living next to him. That's what our jobs do, our vocations, our economic employment. But there's another hat that he wore, something even more fundamental than all of those. And that is that Lucene Peterson was a Christian. He believed in Jesus Christ. And we call this a fundamental thing because as good as all of these other things are that we've talked about this morning, there is only one vocation that has eternal consequences. There's only one relationship that we have that lasts beyond this life and goes forever, and that is our relationship to God. Specifically, being in salvation won for us by Christ Jesus. You see, as we read from Romans chapter 6 at the beginning of our service today, when Lucene was baptized into Christ, he put on Christ. That's what the white cloth reminds us of. Lucene has had his sins covered over, blotted out, and they are remembered no more. And this baptism that Lucene had united him to his Savior, Jesus Christ, tied this death to the death of our Lord. So that just as Jesus was raised from the dead, Lucene Peterson will be raised from the dead. And in the meantime, he sits with his Lord in paradise, awaiting that day when he calls us all from the grave in our bodies, as we confessed earlier in the creed. Now, how can I say with such confidence that Lucene Peterson is with Jesus Christ his Lord? Lucene was a good guy. But I got to tell you, it wasn't because of Lucene that Lucene is with Jesus. You see, as good as we all are, none of us is perfect. We Christians call this sin. We don't do everything we ought to do. And I know what you're thinking. Pastor, you're not supposed to call someone at their funeral a sinner. That's a terrible thing to do. And you're right, it's not the best thing, but it is true. And the reason I do that is not because I'm trying to beat up on the good memories of Lucene or downplay his significance to you, but I want you to know something very particular. Jesus Christ does not come for righteous people. He comes for sinners. And it is only sinners that Jesus Christ redeems and brings to himself in paradise. To call Lucene a sinner is not to put him down, but to remember that he is someone for whom Jesus Christ bled and died, that salvation has been given to Lucene by Christ's word and sacrament, that Lucene was given the gift of faith, and he believed in his Lord Jesus Christ and so enjoyed all the benefits of those things. Earlier, I read to the family a verse from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 that while we Christians grieve, we do not grieve as those without hope. When we lose somebody, whether that time was very short or that time was almost a century, we grieve. And grieving is a good thing because it lets us know that God gave us somebody in our life that was important to us, somebody that is worth grieving. If we didn't grieve the loss of loved ones, well, they weren't that great of a person, were they? So it's appropriate to grieve. By all means, shed tears, laugh, tell stories, do all the things we like to do around funerals. But as we do that, we do not forget our hope. Because our hope is, as Job long cried out, centuries before the birth of Christ, that he knew that there would be a Redeemer, one who would live, raise him from the dead in his body, and give him everlasting life. And that Redeemer has come, Jesus Christ the Lord. And this, then, is the foundation of our hope. It is certain and immovable. It doesn't change. It's not speculative. Jesus Christ is risen from the grave, and he appeared to his disciples, demonstrating this fact. And because death could not hold Christ, we know now that there is a way through death to life. It would be impossible for me to sum up a life like Lucene Peterson's, but there's one thing that I know, one thing that lasts to eternity. Lucene was given Christ, and he to Christ. He was given a salvation earned for him, not by what he did or his pious thoughts or prayers or deeds, but by the saving death of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this then is our hope. Death is not the end. It is not the last word for Christians. It's just a little taste of something that's unpleasant in this world. But we have a way through it, ensured by Jesus Christ. And so as good as it is to remember Lucene the farmer, Lucene the grandfather, Lucene the father, Lucene the neighbor and friend, the one that he will be remembered for in eternity is Lucene the Christian, covered in the blood of Jesus, redeemed, sanctified, and given eternal life. So we Christians, when we grieve, we do not grieve with those without hope. For we, like Job, know that our Redeemer lives. And at the last, we will see with our own eyes the resurrection of the flesh and the life of the world to come. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.
If you like what you heard, check out our website, stjohnsoaks.org. That's OAKES. Or visit us for services at 9 a.m. each week. Feel free to email us at stjohnsoaks@gmail.com. God bless you, and we look forward to having you enjoy our messages again next week.